Hello and welcome to Keswa 101. The rules are simple. 9 questions are randomly selected from my little black book here at the start of each series. Each contestant must answer these questions in the most honest way possible, hopefully disgracing themselves along the way. The 10th question is always, what would you put into Keswa 101? The Keswa 101 vault, banishing something that irks our contestants and that they wish to rid the world of. Only one rule here, people or animals are not permitted. So, let's get cracking with episode 1 and our first contestant.
Question 1.
Contestant 1, who are you and what do you actually do?
So I'm Natalie Dimmock, or Miss Dimmock to the pupils, and I'm head of marketing at King Edward's Whitley and also at Barrow Hill School.
Question 2.
What are the best and worst bits of your job?
I would say the best part of my job is that I have got 2 of the most fantastic products to market. I used to work in the chocolate industry, and I was marketing Green and Black's chocolate. And then after that, I marketed a different type of chocolate by a company called House of Dorchester. And that was quite straightforward, really. But with the 2 schools, the actual product of the schools is rather like a snowball. It has so many different elements to it. So we all know what it's like to have a maths lesson or a science lesson, but it's all those other fantastic layers that go beyond that core that I'm able to unravel and tell people about the wonderful things that are happening at our 2 schools. So that would be what I would say is the best part of my job, and I really enjoy it, and I really enjoy being part of the King Edward's Whitley family and the Barrow Hills family.
Well, you played it safe there, haven't you? Or some might say this was a complete opportunity to suck up to the bosses. So what about the worst bits, Natalie?
The worst part of my job probably is having to do reports to the governors. It has to be done, but I can't say that I particularly enjoy doing that.
Is that because you don't like the governors? No, don't answer that. Not a fair question. Sorry.
Question 3.
Why did you volunteer to do this podcast?
I didn't actually think that I'd be picked, because I didn't think I'd be interesting enough to you all, but I also wanted to help out Mr. G in case he didn't get enough people volunteering. But clearly, being number one up, I was chosen, so bad luck to me.
That really is quite offensive, Natalie. I've been inundated with requests to be part of this podcast series. There's a waiting list. What do you mean, bad luck me? You should be absolutely honoured to be part of this. I mean, this potentially is a career highlight for you.
Question 4.
What is your favourite word and why?
My favourite word would have to be tiger. Tiger is my daughter, who was born in January 2019. She's now 16 months old and is learning to walk, which is very exciting. She's got a very unique name that stems from my love of the Indian subcontinent, particularly. Tiger, the Royal Bengal Tigers, are symbols of Bangladesh and India, and that's how she got her name. So, yeah, that's my favourite word, and I'm saying that word quite a lot day to day.
Question 5.
Where is your favourite place and why?
It will come as no surprise that my favourite place to go in the world, after my own home, would be the country of Bangladesh in the India subcontinent. I've been there many times over probably the last 10 years or so. I've explored almost every corner of it, but there's always new places to explore in Bangladesh. I also speak the language, and I have Skype lessons with my teacher, who's actually in Kolkata in India. I really love going there. I think it's one of the most beautiful places in the world, very untouched by tourists. And just the Bangladeshi people are incredibly welcoming. So, yes, my favourite place to go in the world is Bangladesh.
Question 6.
What's your go-to order at your favourite restaurant?
My go-to order in my favourite restaurant would have to be... the restaurant would be a Thai restaurant. And my go-to order, not terribly exciting. I love all Thai food, but my go-to order would probably be a green Thai curry with prawns.
Well, thanks very much for repeating the question so many times. Really useful just to make sure we're staying focused. But also, I don't think I'm the only one that's slightly concerned and confused by the fact that your favourite place is Bangladesh, but yet you've chosen a cuisine that's over 2,500 kilometres away. Mind-boggling.
Question 7.
What do you wish you had known when you were 18 that you know now?
What do I wish I had known when I was 18 that I know now?
Again, thank you for repeating the question.
I think I am now 42, and so 18 seems like a very long time ago, but I think the answer to this question is best to be referred to. I think everybody should look this up on YouTube. Is a fantastic song by Baz Luhrmann called Wear Sunscreen. And there's a few lyrics in this that I would use as my answer, although I've stolen them from somebody else, but I do think they are probably the best answer to this question. Be kind to your knees, you'll miss them when they're gone. Maybe you'll marry, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll have children, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll divorce at 40. Maybe you'll dance the funky chicken on your 75th wedding anniversary. But whatever you do, don't congratulate yourself too much or berate yourself either. Your choices are half chance, and so are everybody else's.
Question 8.
What are you curious about right now?
What am I curious about?
Oh, for goodness sake.
I'm really curious at the moment about when the lockdown will end. And in particular, when I can freely go on a foreign holiday. So I'm really hoping that sooner rather than later.
Question 9.
If you were an animal, what would you be?
If I were an animal, I think I would quite like to be a cat who, with some really fantastic owners who gave me the best food and lavished attention on me in a huge house with a garden and lots to explore. So I would be a cat.
Crunch time.
Natalie, what would you put into Keswa 101?
I would put the COVID-19 virus into room 101, never to be seen again and banished forevermore.
If only it was that simple. I don't think many of us or any of us would disagree with you there. Natalie, thank you. You've been a great sport. We've learnt a lot about you. Folks, that's the end of episode 1, but do check back tomorrow for our second episode of Keswa 101 and a very special guest. Bye for now.